activities are open for everybody and they are for free. So people now know us, they know that if they want to participate in the activity, they can come and participate.
Today's Good People, Good Works will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. أهلا بكم مشاهدين الودودين لحلقة اليوم من برنامج الناس الطيبين والأعمال الخيرية. يعرض الجزء الأول من السلسلة ذات الجزئين عن مشروع الأمل، منظمة تطوعية فلسطينية غير ربحية تزود فرص التعليم والفرص الفنية للفلسطينيين الشباب والأطفال الأقل حظا. تدير المجموعة أيضا دورات تدريب عملي في عمل الإعانة الإنساني لمساعدة الجيل الصاعد بالأمل والمهارات من أجل المستقبل.
Project Hope, as you can see from the name, is an initiative that tries to give hope to children in this area. And Project Hope has been in existence for the last 6 years. And we provide different kind of activities for the kids.
برنامج مشروع الأمل متنوع ويتضمن جسر العالم، حيث ينتج الأطفال صحيفة بلغة أجنبية لربط الناس بالدول الأخرى، الحلقات الدراسية عن حقوق الإنسان وحل النزاع، حصص اللغة الإنجليزية والفرنسية، حصص الفن الإبداعية والمشاغل الموسيقية. العديد من هذه النشاطات تشرك المعلمين العالميين.
I think it's important to bring the world to the kids, especially to show them that there are other people that are living here that they can communicate with. And I think part of the thing that gives hope to the children is to see that there are other people in the world that care about them, that care about their situation. And when they come here, it's like giving them energy and giving them hope, you know. And I think that's important, because when you see that people come here, they come to help, they come from Korea, they come from Japan, they come from Canada or from France, and they come to help you, this gives you hope that there are these people want to help you, they care about you, and this gives you energy to continue. And so it's important to give the kids this positive energy and this hopeful circumstances and atmosphere.
الشباب الفلسطيني متحمس لتعلم الإنجليزية لتحديد العديد من المنح الجامعية. على الشخص أن يكون قادرا على التكلم باللغة الإنجليزية بفصاحة، لأنها تفتح العديد من الأبواب من ناحية فرص التوظيف. دعونا نتعلم المزيد عن مشروع الأمل للغة الإنجليزية كمقررات لغة ثانية.
Basically, in these courses, we want people to learn English because it's a global language now and it's needed by the communities. For other courses, for example, even with English, like when an international comes to give a class in the camp, in one of the camps here in Nablus, they would be able to talk to the children or the women to learn more about their lives, and the students could express themselves through these courses or through drama or arts classes. So it's a changing experience for them. It's both a teaching learning process, because not only the student learns something, but also the teacher learns something from these students.
Yes, I was volunteering with Project Hope since 2 years. I graduated in 2007 and I came here as a local volunteer as a start, and I was working in another organization. Afterwards, SCI International, which is Service Civil International in Europe, they chose me to participate there. And when I came back here 3 months ago, I officially was employed in Project Hope as the English coordinator.
بمساعدة المتطوعين قام مشروع الأمل بإسهام عظيم لصالح مواطني شمال الضفة الغربية خاصة مدينة نابلس ومخيمات اللاجئين.
We are now working in the district of Nablus. There are around 330,000 inhabitants. That's a lot of people. South of the West Bank, Ramallah, Jerusalem, and Bethlehem, they have a lot of NGOs that are based there. So the North of West Bank, we think, is more in need of our activities. So we try to focus on the North of the West Bank. And now we have started doing activities in other cities like Tulkarem, you know, Jenin, the villages north of Nablus. In Nablus, you have 4 refugee camps, including the Balata refugee camp, which is the biggest in the West Bank. Most of the people that are refugees in Nablus come from the area of Jaffa, which is now, you know, part of Tel Aviv, and they come from the rural area, so they come from the villages around Jaffa, and the villagers, their wealth is the land, because they used to own land, you know, orchard with plants and things like that. So when they came here, they lost everything that they owned. So they came here with nothing. And so they became refugees without income. So this is why the refugee camps now in Nablus are the poorest areas in the city. And this is why we think that it's important for us to work in this area, these poor neighborhoods now, that the refugee camps, and to try and help them with the different kind of activities, which can range from language courses to art to drama to music.
عندما نعود سنستمع للمزيد حول مشروع الأمل الذي يفيد بشكل كبير المجتمعات الفلسطينية. رجاء ابقوا متصلين بشاشة كبيرة المعلمة. أهلا بكم مجددا إلى برنامج الناس الطيبين والأعمال الخيرية هنا على شاشة تلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. نكمل الآن مقابلتنا مع الطاقم المتفاني من متطوعي المنظمة الغير ربحية مشروع الأمل. يناقش السيد حاكم صباح مدير المجموعة الآن كيف أن مشروع الأمل قام ببرامجه البناءة المتوفرة للسكان العديدين.
We have activities throughout the year. In the summer, of course, it's from the morning to the, you know, the whole day. We work our activities every day in the winter and the summer are until 8 p.m. During the school days, we work with the UNRWA schools, the United Nations schools in the refugee camps, and we have activities in the morning and during the school hours. The schools here stop at about 12:00. So we have the whole afternoon for activities. In the mornings, sometimes we start as early as 7 a.m. in the schools. And then during the morning until 12:00, we mostly have activities for housewives. And then after 12:00, we have activities for all the different public. So we try to have activities throughout the day for different categories of people. We have language courses as well for housewives so that they would help their kids with the homework, you know, when the kids are back from school so that they have better command of the English language. Right now we have 16 different groups for adults going a week for English, especially conversational English.
مبادرة مشروع الأمل الجذاب هي نشرة من رواية كتابية باللغة الإنجليزية عن التجارب الحياتية للشعب الفلسطيني. الكتاب يسمى قصص الضفة الروائية الكتابية، مؤلفة من 12 قصة، بعضها خيالي وأخرى سير ذاتية، وهي معدة للمجتمع المحلي والعالمي.
We have arts, for example, for university students. We are preparing the printing of the first graphic novel, which has been achieved by 12 Palestinian artists, university students. Graphic novel is an art that is not known in Palestine. So we want to introduce this to the Palestinian community, and it's a means for them to, as artists, to express what they want to express, their feelings on paper and so on.
يسهم مشروع الأمل بعمق في الحياة الاجتماعية لنابلس ويصل فعلا عددا هائلا من السكان من خلال البرنامج.
We work in 40 different locations in the city, four refugee camps, the old city, the city of Nablus, and some villages as well. And we touch the lives of between 700 and 1,000 beneficiaries of our activities a month. And in the summer we have more activities during the yearly school vacation. And the number goes up to between 1,000 and 1,500 beneficiaries of the activities each month. The programs that we have developed throughout the years are the English teaching program and French as well. We teach other languages as well to the kids so that they would meet other culture. We think that it's very important for the children to meet people from other cultures. We had volunteers from the Far East. We've had volunteers from South Korea and from Japan. And we taught Korean and Japanese over the past years as well. Is that especially in this part of the world, we think that it's important that they have hope and that they would live peaceful lives.
Project Hope is one of the NGOs that help Palestinians like other NGOs in Palestine. We're not a very big NGO, but we try to give something with the sources available to us here at Project Hope, like giving free courses in English or other things for children. So any applicants who come to take an English course here doesn't pay any fees, only the exam fees, and it's not that much. So we have lots of people coming here, and I love the place here because everyone has an understanding between them, and they are sharing wonderful experience here. I think that Project Hope is really an important place. It's an important NGO, and it gives a lot to the Palestinian community. Yeah, I definitely would love to see peace here in Palestine, and definitely with the help of the international community, we're going to get there.
نشكر أعضاء طاقم ومتطوعي مشروع الأمل بما بينهم المدير حاكم صباح، جنيت صلاح وحنين المصري من أجل تفانيهم والتزامهم بجلب الأمل والسلام للشعب الفلسطيني. لعل عملكم الطيب أن يستمر بإنهاض قلوب العديد من الفلسطينيين. مشاهدين المحترمين، رجاء انضموا لنا ثانية الأحد المقبل في برنامج الناس الطيبين والأعمال الخيرية من أجل الجزء الثاني من السلسلة ذات الجزئين عن مشروع الأمل. للمزيد من التفاصيل عن مشروع الأمل الرجاء زوروا الموقع www.projecthope.ps. شكرا لكم لانضمامكم معنا اليوم في برنامجنا. لعل الانسجام والحب يكونان رفيقكما دائما. Thank you for joining us today on our program. May harmony and love always be with you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.